You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are TOPS? Well, besides being fun toys, they're great for learning some physics. Let's start with something called the axis, A-X-I-S. If you draw an imaginary line through the center of the top, from the tippy top of the handle to the bottom point where the top spins on the table, that's the axis. When you spin a top, it spins or rotates around that axis. As it spins, the motion is in a circular direction. This circular spinning around the axis is called angular momentum. Momentum meaning movement or motion. That spinning top is energy, and this energy will keep the top spinning. It'll keep spinning and spinning, and there's a resistance to changing its spinning. The term that physicists use for this resistance to change is inertia. Inertia, or resistance to change, or resistance to slowing and falling over, will continue until the top is acted on by other forces. And, of course, there are other forces, since your top won't spin forever and ever. The two forces that affect the top's inertia are gravity and friction. Gravity is the force that holds us on the Earth. This downward pull slows the top's angular momentum around and around the top's axis. Friction is the other force that lessens the angular momentum. As the top spins, the tip moves against and rubs against the ground or table, slowing the top. And as the top spins, the body of the top rubs against the air in the room around it, which also slows the top. Watch a top as it spins. Eventually, the top of the top will start to wobble. This is called precession. It means that the forces of friction and gravity are slowing the top. It'll wobble or precess and then fall over. Here's an activity to try at home. You will need to get someone who's really good with hand tool skills and knows how to safely use these tools. What you need to do is get a bicycle wheel and then figure a way to drill a hole or force a handle through the hub, the center of the bicycle wheel. So you can see, this is where you're going to need to find someone with good skills with tools. Now, once it's made, once you have the handle going through the center, through the hub, hold the handle in one hand and then spin the wheel as fast as you can with your other hand. Then hold the handles in both hands. Twist it slightly and you'll feel the inertia as it pulls in your hands. Next, place the handle on the floor and watch as your wheel continues to spin like a top on the floor. When you see the precession or wobbling, it means that friction with air and gravity are causing your top to lose energy, slow down, and fall over. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of toy tops. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.